Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Right then, it's the gentleman's roundtable on Kelman on Cliff Central. Let's say hello to Mr. Theo Vaughan. How's it going as I activate my one over there? What's happening?
I'm good, bro. I'm all good, man.
It's been a long
Monday, but I'm cool, bro.
How's the life crisis going?
Well, you know, I'm still living, so there's always going to be a little bit of a crisis while you're still alive. So it's not the worst thing in the world. So I'm sorting it out, bro.
If you listen to the Spoken Hustle, which is every Monday with Vaughan, which we'll get into in a little bit, Vaughan's been deciding, should he stay? Should he go? What is he doing with his life? Okay, cool. So we'll touch base in the Spoken Hustle.
Yeah, shut up, bro. It's not the worst thing, man. It's all good. Like, I've got it planned out, I guess.
Power.
Yeah, man.
All right, it's the millennial crisis. Simpilio Petros, you're very good at getting people through their millennial crises as this motivator of note. What's happening, Mr. Petros?
I'm all good, buddy. How are you doing?
Winning.
Yeah, man.
All right, now, very special guest star today is a guy that needs no introduction, so he'll introduce himself.
What's happening, man? It's my first time here, man.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah. Welcome, buddy. Welcome, man. I'm excited. I heard you could swear and stuff.
You can do whatever you want.
Oh, fuck. That's so awesome, man.
Matt G is our special guest today. Of course, radio rock star from 947. And also, and we'll get into it in a little bit, playing at the upcoming Generation Next Under 19 Youth Party, which is in a couple of days. It's on the 10th
of June.
Yeah,
it's next week. Next week, Friday, yeah.
So we're going to get into that. Okay, so the GRT, our mission is to take a look at everything that's happening in the world around us and decode it and bring it back to, you know, ground level. It would be unlike us to not talk about Bonang, aka.
Oh, man, jeez. Come on, Ari, I was hoping we wouldn't talk about
this. Dude, it's, you know what? This is what people want to talk
about. You
know,
there's people dying in the world. Then.
Dog, there are bigger issues, you know.
There are, but it
can. Donald Trump is going to become president.
I know, bro. Don't worry, we'll speak about him in a second. Okay, so I don't mind then. If there's anything specific that you want to say on this, say it now, and then we'll move on. But is there anything that we're not considering in this context of these three people? Is there anything that you feel like you can add to the conversation?
Okay, maybe. I don't know if you guys have discussed this, but have you guys considered the fact that this could be a very intentional PR effort?
I don't know, because I genuinely think that they don't like each other.
Yeah, I also get it. I also feel like it's...
And also there's a kid involved, which kind of makes it a little different.
But any publicity is good publicity, you know? But I mean, it's not like they need it. Bonang does not need any more publicity.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I don't know, man. As long as people are talking about you, you're always relevant, right?
So yeah.
I also feel like they don't like each other, though. Like, it feels like it's...
But listen, you know, in all honesty, they're not stupid. I mean, Bonang's been in this for years. AK knows. It's show business. The more people talk about you, the more money you'll make.
That's what I'm thinking.
So
yeah.
It's just...
It's crazy. Like, it's a crazy thought that, like, I think sometimes our perception of what we think will make us money and keep us relevant is so... It's so weird
warped.
That we think... Yeah, it's warped in a way that, you know, that if AK and Bonang and Zinkler did this because they want to stay relevant, you know, if this was their tactic,
it's not about like whether they want to stay relevant. They have to.
Sure, whether they have to stay relevant, yeah, you know, it's you can argue it, because I mean, if you look at guys like J. Cole, for instance, you never hear anything about him. Not a word about
and
him.
And he's always relevant.
He's one of the most relevant artists in the world. He's actually. He was the highest paid musician last year, but you heard nothing about Cole. So it's arguable, you know. I think it's personality. I think, you know, Keenan gets off of this kind of thing. I feel like AK thrives off this type of stuff. I feel like Zinkler and Bonang also, because they've also almost became more about everything else. The other day AK was arguing with Malema on Twitter. It's crazy, bro. Like I just feel like if you're a rapper, if you're a musician, you're rap. Make music. Like,
You're a purist. It sounds like it.
No, well, I think it's because I'm a purist, I guess, in a sense. I do understand the game. I just kind of feel like it's
what I'm saying is, like, let's say for example, to bring it back home, like lyrically, Do Me the Volume is like miles apart.
Yeah, he's
miles
brilliant.
Better than AKA, right? But if you're a brand or a sponsor and you want to sell your product, who would you approach?
AKA,
you go to AKA.
Obviously, because he's spoken about
it. So then this is my other question, and specifically to you, Matt G. Do you not get frustrated when you get a celebrity come onto your show or whatever and they don't want to speak about their personal life because they say that it's... like AKA will say to you straight up in an interview, don't bring that up because it's got nothing to do with the music. It's about the music for me. But they're all pretty conscious about the fact that it's their personal lives that are propelling them.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty boring. I mean, you know they're going to come and say, like, you know Bonang and AK are dating, but they'll still say, no, we're not, which is all bullshit. Oh, can I say that?
Yeah, you can, bro. You're free, man. You're free now.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's frustrating.
Now you're really unleashed, bro.
Like it's frustrating as an interviewer, you know, but I think if you're smart about the way you do it, you can work your way around it. Yeah.
Yeah, man, I think it's whack, bro. Like you come here and you say, you know, I don't want to talk about my personal life, but when you go home you tweet about it.
Dog, like, exactly. Like, put it public. Like, you put
like,
it in public.
Yeah, like don't fuck around, bro. Like if you know what I'm saying? Like that's the kind of tactics I don't appreciate, cuz like to me it's like what do you really want to be? Because then you in one breath you talk about rap, you talk about hip hop, you talk about X, Y, Z, blah 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 blah, and that's what you do. Then the next thing you're flipping on some other female celebrity because you need to clear the air, because weakness, silence is weakness. I think it's too much, bro. I think it's just too much. Like I feel like rap, make good music and you'll be dope. Like to me's dope, but Keenan is a bit. Keenan makes better music, bro. AKA makes better music,
yeah, the
and
music
that's why
is
they
really good.
That's
yeah.
why they feel him. Yeah. It's not because of his stunts, bro. Yeah. Like Keenan, like his stunts are just like his personality. Dog.
Keenan,
he thrives
like friends
it.
With him.
Yeah? No, I'm so used to saying it like that. AK thrives off these things. He thrives off like you can see his personality, man. Yeah. There's nothing wrong. Like feed yourself, but like you know, just my opinion of it is like. It's too much noise. Like, oh, yeah, focus on the tracks, bro.
One question before we move on from these three, because producer Kat thought this was a good one to ask, and I think it's an interesting one. Is it a good thing that AKA's mom also decided to come out and tell her side of the story?
Nah. AKA's for me, mom, I didn't see that.
I didn't see that
well,
also.
What happened?
So basically, she's like, oh, this is what we've become. So there was a picture of AKA's mom in Zintler's house during an episode of Top Billing when they were featuring Zintler. And AKA then in his rant on Friday called out his mom for not being supportive, something along those lines. She then responded to everything saying that she's requested time with Bonang, nothing's happened, and basically took Zintler's side, which kind of, to everyone, exposed that AKA and his mom don't necessarily get along that well, specifically at the moment, what with everything going on. But should she have publicly got involved in the whole thing? You see, that's when I think it's not a stunt, because that's hectic. Like, when the mom's involved, the kid's involved, the ex is involved.
The more variables that are in the equation makes it feel like it's more real. And that's what they're doing. Maybe they're just adding more fuel to the fire to make it like
I think
the
mom is a bit too far, man. You got to draw the line. You know?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Do these people know that there is even a line? Like, I don't know.
I feel like it's crazy. Like, in my mind, it's you're like, let's forget that your AKA is Zinkle and Bonang. You're three adults that, you know, you were in a relationship, you had a kid, you broke up, or you cheated on each other, whatever the case may be. If you want to really sort it out,
take it offline.
You can sort it out.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to, like Twitter, like we all know what Twitter does, bro. Yeah. We know. But that's why you go to Twitter with it. AK is not going to go put a long story up on Facebook, like a press release. No, he's going to throw a couple of tweets out there because he knows he's going to get some virality. It's going to be talkable. Like, it's a tactic. Even though it's a serious thing, even though it's not, the actual situation is real. But the one person who decided to spark it knew, if I do it on Twitter, I'm going to be talked about for the weekend.
But also, if you look at all the rants that have been going around in the past month from Euphonic and whatever, they all start with, I've been keeping quiet. But now, it's time for me to say this. So I feel like it comes from the pressure of like their fans and stuff. Like,
that's also true, though.
They feel like they need to respond. Yeah. You
that's
know
a
what
different
mean?
Aspect. Yeah.
Except Bonang. Absolutely
she's a G,
nothing.
Man. She's a G. Yeah. She's like, I'm having none of this shit.
I've got a question, though. Like, this concept of being being talked about is great for brands to align you with. Like, do you really think so? Do you really think AKA Bonang and Zinkler fighting with each other over Twitter in public for everyone to see
is not good
for you or good for like reach? Or do you really like do you really need that? I honestly think sometimes you get consumed by your own ego, and that's why you do that. Like, I think that's your, like, it's your ego, it's your,
so you're so full of yourself
in a way. Like, you might slip into that thing of like, I'm me. So I can do this.
So whatever I do,
it
doesn't matter.
It's gonna trip out. Like, no, I feel like you can get consumed, bro. I think that's maybe why.
It's show business. You gotta be top of mind.
Do you have to be?
Is that
the only way to be? You see, that's where my argument comes in, because I don't think that's like Twitter, your relationship. You have to be top of mind. It's just too feeble.
It's like the Kardashians, right? If nothing's happening with the Kardashians, Kim will just get married because she knows that people will talk about that marriage.
Yeah, because Kim can do nothing else. AKA can make music. He can make bangers. That's what he's there for. Like, yeah. That's what it is. Kim can do nothing else but get married, have sex tapes. No, for real, bro. Yeah. Like, Kim can do nothing else but have sex naked, on camera and yeah. Get, yeah, and like, use some of her money to start a line and marry rappers. Come on. Like, AKA is way more talented than that. He's, you know, he's got it. Like, I feel like if you've got it, you don't need these things, man.
But
you
it's propelled him. I mean, if you look at how many times, you know, if they trend, if you look at what happens to their following, if you look at the
exactly. PR,
so I think that they did a study a couple of months ago with when AKA and Casper were beefing. And Casper, by the way, at this point, must feel a little bit of pressure to maintain a bit of relevance if that's how he's thinking and if showbiz is a thing. But they estimated the value in like a week of Casper and AKA beefing on social media at like 20 million rand if they had to multiply out the impressions and that kind of thing.
Okay, so that's how. Thing like that's cool, you know. Like, now this is where I want to understand this, like, because I always had these conversations and I get it, like, I get that those impressions and that talkability and the value of PR. I just keep wondering, like, if you're a rapper and you're being spoken about because you're beefing with your exes on social media, your PR value, let's say it's 5 million rand, isn't it like better having PR value for a million rand because of your track,
bro,
you dropped?
Look, I mean, Beyonce just dropped Lemonade, which is like basically airing all of their dirty laundry.
It's the music, though.
Jay-Z will do a follow-up where he responds to Lemonade.
See, now that is planned.
But guys, but that's my point. Like, why doesn't AK put that in his music and leave it off Twitter?
Okay, so what I'm going to say...
Put it in your art, bro. Man, make that thing dope. Like, let us hear it.
I think the only thing we can agree on is the fact that it was intentional. Because if you're going on Twitter, you are being very intentional with what you want to put out. I was talking to Pashida outside before the show, and she was saying it's actually quite funny how on Thursday, when AKA started all this drama, Casper actually released the track Skellum, and it was trending on Twitter, and then all of a sudden he decided to rant about his personal life
and change the narrative.
Yeah, so you see, I think it's very intentional.
Now, in the context of a life and a human experience and a human journey, do you think that is if that's the strategy, if it's constantly looking for talkability, do you think that at the end of that you come out fulfilled as a person?
Whoa, that's a deep one, because fulfillment is something that goes in deeper than anything else. I don't think you'll ever find fulfillment in that, because you're always going to be waiting on people.
But it depends who you are, because some people strive on that. Some people live on that. You
I
know?
Don't know, man. Yo.
Like, they feed off it, you know what I mean? Like, the more famous they are, the more they feel alive.
Mm. So that's very temporary, though. Now we have to look at it.
Because now
today people love you, tomorrow they hate you. Now what are you going to do?
That's now when people start doing stunts and, you know.
Hi, Baba. No, I don't know, man.
Losing their minds like Cat Williams.
You know, I mean, yeah, exactly. Cat Williams flipped out. But like, you know, I just think of it in this way. I think of it like the most controversial dude in hip-hop is probably Kanye West. Like, he says whatever he wants, he does whatever he wants, whatever, right? But he always brings it back to his music. Like, that's what he's about. He's about his art. So usually the things he's saying, the way he's fighting, what he's going on about, is about, like, how great he is and how great he wants to be. And I am Picasso and I am Walt Disney. But he's always bringing it back.
Around the time, like, of an album release,
Yeah, exactly. He's always bringing it back to something that he actually does. And that's kind of, like, what annoys me with South Africans and the perception of be on top, showbiz, like, talk about things, have top of mind, blah blah. But it's not about what you do. Like, it's your ex. It's like you cheated on her and she has your kid. Like, whatever, man. Jeez,
it's like a rebel without a cause.
It's just loud. It's just a lot of noise. Mm. You know, maybe if you really, like, wanted to get something off your chest, bro, put out a track. Let us hear. Like when you did Composure, that was so dope.
Yeah.
And that made you respect him as a
Don't worry, we're gonna send everyone the podcast. Everyone's gonna get it. Okay, so shifting gears, but not really. I don't know if you saw this. Theo from Afiki Zolo again shut down rumors surrounding his sexuality. And these keep
what
coming
do you mean?
Up.
Everyone knows he's gay, isn't he gay?
I have no idea about
producer
that.
Cat, please talk to your guest.
All I have to say is exactly. You know the reason the hashtag is happening.
Okay,
right?
So the hashtag
I always thought, sorry man, I don't know if I was supposed to say that, but I always thought he was gay.
Yeah,
you can say anything you want, bro.
It nearly broke me after he said that the rumors of him being gay nearly broke him.
And that's been trending, eh? Okay. It's like number two or something.
I didn't even know that.
Everyone takes this. It nearly broke me and so turns away. It into a thing. Let's have a look at some of the tweets and then emotionally.
Why is it trending? Because what did he say? He said he's not gay.
He said it nearly broke me, yeah, basically.
So he's not gay?
Don't know. He didn't say anything. He said it nearly broke him when people were accusing him of.
He said the rumors of it nearly broke him.
Yeah. So he didn't just say.
That would
say,
imply that he is. He says he isn't. But there wasn't a distinct.
See, the fact that he isn't should be trending.
Let's bring him Shoza into the mix. So, Nompumi says, when Mshoza bleached her skin and became white, it nearly broke me. Which is, like, funny, but still, I cannot get past her rationale. And, like, it's just, what is happening with her?
I would love to go into her mind and
see,
understand.
See, those are the stunts I was telling you about. Bro,
that's a stunt and a half.
Yeah.
No, but that's, I mean, that's a serious psychological issue to do that.
She needs some help. No.
And everybody looks at it and they think it's so funny, but like that's a person. That's someone's human experience who's like blowing money fast on having their skin bleached. It's hectic.
Yeah.
Okay, so those were some of the tweets. Got a little lighter. Z_XX, when Mufasa died, it nearly broke me. King Ra, when I tried to swipe and the card declined, insufficient funds, it nearly broke me. So what's interesting about this is people take something very serious, someone's life on social media, they pick up on one phrase and they turn the whole thing into a joke. And so the question is, how seriously should we be taking Twitter?
If you take it too seriously, you lose your mind.
Yeah,
I agree with you, but Twitter is very powerful at the same time. If you use it with intent towards something else, it could be something that's used to really create change, you know? So it's very difficult to talk about Twitter.
Do you think it's easier to create positive or negative change on Twitter? Which one's easier? Just negative. Based on what human beings are like.
Negative.
It's like, that's how papers, you know, newspapers sell.
Yeah, that's how news travels, you know?
Yeah. If it's negative, it'll sell.
Yeah.
But if it's positive.
There's not enough people sharing good news.
So there was a great tweet the other day. Someone put out saying that the law hasn't kept up with technology and trolling and all of that. But when it does, people are going to really need to reevaluate what they put online.
But at that stage, you would have reached such a level where it's uncontrollable. You know what I mean? I mean, if you look at things like Uber, how do you control Uber?
Yeah, no, you can't control that.
What is the government going to do?
Yeah, but I mean, there's got to be some laws on you can't just talk trash about people, like horrible stuff, and just put it on the internet.
There's nothing you can do.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, you can report it on the different platforms and that, but also
you can just blog.
Like, those platforms don't have a country context. So like in South Africa, you could say something horrible about Bonang. Twitter in America is going to look at it and think, we don't even know what's going on. Like, whatever.
They don't care.
They don't even care.
Yeah.
Like, the advancement of technology has been so fast that the law hasn't kept up with it.
Yeah, exactly.
And it never will.
Yeah, I was about to say. It's just going to get more and more hectic.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Until they make an overriding law that can just foresee
and then it gets
changes.
Censored and then it's a whole thing as well.
Think about censoring people on the internet. You're gonna cause an uprising.
Yeah, the internet's some huge monster. Because can't really control it.
Yeah, people.
So, but bring it back to a person, right? Like, and I've always wondered, when you go on Twitter and you talk trash about someone, that's something that's it's not cool within you. So why are people even doing that in the first place?
Yeah.
People just being mean and hiding behind the internet.
Because you're not there. You're not in my vicinity. You know
space.
What I mean? You're not in my space.
There aren't any consequences.
I think it's people that are not doing enough with themselves.
Yeah. It's like, you know, when you're in a car and road rage, because you're in a car, you can easily just say, fuck you, whatever.
Mm.
But if... like it was
one-on-one.
One-on-one, you'd be like, sorry, man.
It would never happen.
Yeah, it would never happen.
It is so one-on-one because the other person sees it and reads it and internalizes it. It's like there's this digital disconnect, but there isn't really a disconnect because they're still going to see it.
It's an illusion. The thing is, like, you as a person sending out a tweet thinks that, you know, it's not personal because this Twitter, so the social media platforms in between you two, but it really is, like you say, it really is, but it's an illusion. You think it's not, and that's why you got a big mouth and you got quick fingers.
But that's the way it comes. If you take things too seriously on Twitter, you lose your mind.
Yeah, you can't take
that
things personally.
That too, though. Like, I mean, I remember when social media blew up with Gareth Cliff's whole thing. Like, and I remember going through all the people tweeting shit and just checking out what their profiles were like and who they were and majority of the people would, and if you scroll down the timelines, all they did was talk shit.
Like, yeah, about everyone.
To everyone, yeah. And I, in my head, I'm thinking to myself,
professionals,
like, really, like,
you must have a lot of time that day.
Yeah, yeah, bro. I was like, interested in looking at this.
It's trolling. It's a proper thing.
They troll, bro. And the thing is, like, a couple trolls can really start a trend.
Yeah,
it's true. So we spoke to a guy a couple of weeks ago on Skype from New York. Time Magazine have voted him the number one troller on the internet, because what he does is he goes into, like, groups or whatever, and he says stuff to get a reaction out of people. So he'll go into, like, an anti Barack Obama article or forum online, and he'll start posting
about,
like,
Barack,
like, all sorts of stuff about why Barack is such an amazing president, and why we should try and get the laws changed so that he can be the president for a third time.
Bro,
and these people
serious,
proper go in, like, he's hardcore American. They're going hard on it. And he actually then publishes it for everyone to see, like, on a blog on time.com. So that people can see how ridiculous this online space can become.
Yeah.
Because people just, they'd love to troll.
That's exactly what it is. Like, a guy with, like, 25 followers. He's like,
those are the guys.
He's got retweets of like 3,000 because he's a troll, bro. Yeah. Because he's just talking crap.
Those are the guys. I mean, honestly, they just tweet nonsense to just get attention.
Yeah.
It's sad.
It's ridiculous, man. So that's the thing. Like, you know, I guess you also, man, that's why I agree with you, bro. Like, you can't be too serious as well. Like,
yeah.
Read a couple things and just be like, geez, man, whatever. Like,
I just remember last year when the whole Fees Must Fall thing was happening. You know, people try and take something as simple as Fees Must Fall completely out of context. It was a class struggle, and then they took it to racism and this and that. And I'm just putting in a couple of tweets. And you know, when you get a lot of hate on Twitter, you can't take that stuff personally. You'll lose your mind because people were saying all kinds of things, bro.
Yeah.
You'll question who you are. You honestly question who you are. Like,
am I racist?
Yeah, like, it's ridiculous.
What
like,
do I do?
Yeah.
It's an interesting place.
Yeah, bro.
But we still love it, man.
Should there be an age restriction? Like, should we say that if you're under the age of 13, you can't be on? I think that there is. I don't know
can
what
you control that?
Is.
But how do you control?
Yeah, exactly. Can you control it?
I mean, you know they're
going to
do
this. Because these kids, when they're born, they've got an iPhone.
Yeah. Dog.
Yeah, exactly.
But in an ideal world, at what age is one ready for Twitter?
Like, dude, do you remember last, like, almost a year or two ago, we had all those little girls from Idols, and yeah? They came. We went to Idols, and all of them came into the show the next week or something. Remember that whole little bro. Every single one of those
girls.
They
were like seven.
They were like they were like between 12. Like, they were like 11, 13.
Trolling,
bro. No. Like, they were all over Twitter and Instagram, and like, you go to their profile, they got like 1,000 followers, 3,000 followers.
So,
I'm thinking,
that's why I said ideal world. At what age, like, is one ready for Twitter?
It's too much. It's too much.
You can't even put an age.
I
think of an age. Also, like,
16. I think 16, bro.
What are you basing that on?
Yeah, what? Why 16?
I just feel like it's 16. You've gone through at least you've gone through your maybe, but you've gone through your puberty phase.
Without
being influenced by all the crap on social media. Because imagine, bro, imagine being like 13, a bit lost about who you are, and then being influenced by all the crap that you see.
That's
you
a good
grew
question,
up too
bro.
Quickly, yeah.
When we were 12, 13,
never would have been ready.
Hey, bro, I would never be ready for Twitter.
I always say I'm so happy that Facebook only came out when I was in matric, because if I had to go through high school looking at pictures of all the parties that I wasn't invited to,
I'd lose my mind. It would be horrible.
Yeah. Dude, it'd be horrible.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why all the grenades are killing themselves.
Hey, Mac, you killed me, dog. No.
Yeah, let's see.
That's a tangent and a half, bro.
He's cooler. Okay. So we got to ask Mac G about this upcoming gig. Producer Kat, I need you to do me a favor. You're telling me all about this AKA rant that he's just gone out on. And I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Just pick me like...
is he tweeting again?
Two or three really cool tweets, and then we'll wrap up the GRT with that. But I got to talk to Mac G about this upcoming gig. So Producer Cat's going to pick out the best of
He's ranting about Tweezy and producers.
And you know, with this gig, because I was meant to... The lineup was meant to be me, Euphonic, and then AKA.
Yes.
But I think it's going to change up. You already see it, don't you?
Like, gee, I hope you're ready to, like, you know, be in the middle there.
Be the buffer between them, bro.
Yeah. Okay, so it is really cool. We're going to be broadcasting live from the Generation Awards on the 10th of June. And then for the first time ever, after the awards and after the marketing conference in the morning, there's going to be an under-19 party at the Sandton Convention Center starring Mac G.
Yeah. Looking forward to it. It's going to be my first one. Well, this is the first one. So that's pretty much what's happening there.
That's dope, man.
Under 19.
Does the set change at all when you have to play to, like, people under the age of 19? Do you have to bleep the swear words or?
That's what I thought, but I've played it a couple this year and I haven't, you know. And I'll be playing like Nasty C. I ain't got my and these kids are singing along, so I'm like, all right.
Yeah, I mean, they got Twitter, bro. I mean,
you might as well. What I mean?
They grew up too fast, bro.
What can you do?
Sick. So it's gonna be really cool. You're on the bill, AKA's on the bill, Euphonics on the bill, bunch of other DJs. We've had some of them on. It's gonna be dope.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
If you wanted to train, just invite Bonang. It's all out, bro.
So, Mark on WeChat says, breaking news, AKA is on a rant again. Yes, we know. Producer Kat, tell me in a sentence or two, what's the rant about?
Well, there's a producer guy called Tweezy who worked on a song with AKA.
Which one?
Not a song, quite a few.
I think it was All Eyes on Me was one of them.
Okay. You got a big fan, eh?
That's a big one, yeah.
And then, but now... Tweezy has blocked AKA on Twitter, but he still mentions him in interviews and praises him in interviews, which AKA is confused about.
I've never heard of Tweezy before.
Now we're gonna get him in.
He's like, I would appreciate it if Tweezy could stop introducing himself as the person who made my songs. Those are collaborative efforts.
Okay. Yeah. And then he ended it off with saying, now let me go pick up my new grill. I thought it said girl. Okay, no, it's grill. Okay.
She means the one for the two.
Listen,
I heard Bonang's AKA is Blesser. Is that true?
And
Hey, Mac. One time for the gold diggers. One time for the blessers.
What a blessed to have. All right, closing remarks as we embark upon a brand new week where we may be faced with more tweets from AKA, where we may be faced with more lines like "It Nearly Broke Me" trending on Twitter. How do we brave the week ahead, Simpiwe?
I think it's just to mind your own business. That would be a beautiful thing in the world we live in, but it's a very tough thing. We're talking about people that are getting paid while we're talking about them. Why don't you get paid and let people talk about you?
Yeah. But I mean, it's a nice time to be alive, man. I mean, as much as I hate this happening to... As long as it's not happening to me, I don't care. Yeah, but as much as it's happening, it gives us something to talk about, you know? Yeah. Because before Twitter and before all of this, really, like, SA entertainment was really dull.
Yeah.
So it's quite entertaining. But yeah, now it's just becoming a bit too much.
Yeah.
We need more. Open up the industry. We need more scandals to talk about. More people. More
people. As long as it's not about you, right?
Yeah. Yeah, man, I think... I just want to sort of reiterate. I agree with Sim. I think it's vital as an artist or as a celebrity to focus on what you're good at and deliver the best you possibly can. But shout out to AKA, man. He's been doing this stuff for so long, man. He's like one of the best to ever do it in South Africa.
Yeah, his music is good.
He's absolutely phenomenal. He's also like he's a brilliant sort of personality. He's like great for the industry.
Timeless music.
Absolutely, yeah. Brilliant. He's brilliant, man. He focuses. He does. He delivers good product. I think we can learn from him from what he does do, and we can learn from what he does that we shouldn't do, you know. And
I learn a lot from him, basically. Yeah.
And I think he's great for the industry, but I think all of us should just focus on what we're good at and do that to the best of our abilities.
Mm. He's a very talented guy. All right, if you want to keep up with these three, it's easy. It's at Vaughn the Poet on Twitter, at Simpiwe Petros, and at Mac G Unleashed. Guys, thanks so much for stopping by.
Sweet easy brother. Man. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.